This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A defiant Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not negotiate a further delay to Britain's departure from the European Union.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Parliament voted in favour of an amendment that withheld support for the Brexit deal. According to legislation, the vote means Johnson is obliged to write to the EU seeking a delay beyond Britain's scheduled departure date of October 31st. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's happy with the decision to delay the vote.
I welcome today's vote. It's an emphatic decision by this House that has declined to back the Prime Minister's deal today and clearly voted to stop a no-deal crash-out from the European Union.
Outside, tens of thousands of anti-Brexit demonstrators demanded a new referendum on whether Britain should leave the EU or remain. Syrian Kurdish-led forces and Turkey are exchanging blame for fighting that has rattled a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in northeastern Syria. The Kurds are appealing to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence to enforce the deal. The Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey has failed to abide by the deal, refusing to lift the siege of a key border town. Turkey's defense ministry says it is completely abiding by the accord. South Sudan's opposition leader Riek Machar returned to his country Saturday. He is scheduled to meet with President Salva Kiir in a bid to form a unity government. The two leaders have less than a month to finalize the deal. From Washington, this is VOA News. Small groups of demonstrators gathered Saturday in central